Welcome back to the Brian Lutz podcast. So quite often I get students that find me online and they want an in-person trial lesson or a sneak preview. Like, we'll just play for one class and then we'll see if we like you. And when people do ask me that, I say no. But the good news is I offer various modalities for you to sample my class, including my Instagram page. I even send them a sample video of the class. And in this segment of the Brian Lutz podcast, you're going to get yet a different modality of my class. You will get an audio version. In this sample, I'm with a beginner class, and we're learning the nuances of a utility shot that's not quite a volley, and it's not a ground stroke. But the majority of this class are going to be teaching these adult students how to serve. More specifically, the ball toss. All right, this is a bit of a pop quiz. So let's see how closely you were paying attention to my previous opening. All right, here's the quiz, guys. Come on back. They're so diligent picking up, aren't they? They must have had clean rooms as children. So if it's not a volley and it's not a ground stroke, right, it's an in-between. What would that stroke be called in tennis? Half volley? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Do you concur?
Yes.
Yes? It is. It is a half volley. Good job. High five. Somebody's paying attention. All right, so we're now going to talk about serves. All right, come on over here. Let's get everybody over on this side. And we're going to walk the whole way back to the baseline. Now, especially for beginner tennis players, and this is super logical, a lot of people confuse this white line at the back of the court for the service line, because naturally you serve from behind here, but it's actually called the baseline. The service line happens to be forward here in front of you, and on the other side of the net, those are the service boxes. So this line that comes horizontal or parallel to the baseline is known as the service line. And then this, you could just call the center line, okay? So what we're gonna do here is talk a little bit about serving. So what I want everybody to do, let's get all of our right-handers over here and keep our lefty over there. So all of our right-handers are gonna take your left foot up at a 45 degree angle on the baseline. Let's get it behind the white line. And our lefty is gonna use the right foot at a 45 degree angle, all right? So now with your non-dominant hand, you're going to dribble the ball, if you're righty, around 1 o'clock. If you're a lefty, right around 11 a.m.
Lefty, 1 o'clock?
11 a.m. for you, lefty. So we're just developing a service ritual and a little bit of a methodology about how to toss a ball. So right now you're dribbling the tennis ball. So imagine there's just a little silo there. You're dribbling it straight up and down. Now we're going to pause for a second. And what you're going to do is you're going to reverse it. So rather than dribbling, you're going to elevate it like a crane, take the ball and release it and toss it up in the air. And imagine you have an elevator shaft there or a silo. I want you to toss the ball up and down that silo. If you're a right-hander, that would be around 1 o'clock. For you lefties, let's imagine 11 a.m. Let it hit the ground and see if you can catch the ball without moving your feet. So you're in your service stance. I don't even care what your racket's doing at this point. We're really just working on your non-dominant hand and your hand-eye coordination with tossing the ball up and down in that elevator shaft. Really good, Gina. A little bit higher, Carson. Get it up there higher. Yes. So what's the most important or prominent hinge when you're tossing a ball to serve in tennis? Would it be the wrist hinge? Would it be your elbow? Or would it be the shoulder? Gina's got all the answers. Shoulder is the correct answer. Yeah, if you're using your wrist or elbow, it's going to be too spaghetti-arm-ish and it could spray all over the place. So just imagine a crane hinging from your shoulder as you're raising it up and down. Now, how should I hold the ball? right? Everybody's hand size might be a little bit different, but you don't want the ball in there like a saucer moving around. You also don't want to grip onto it too much where there's tension and you're pushing the ball. So maybe get it off the bed of your hand and on your fingertips so you can just toss it straight up and down, okay? So let's notice that and keep practicing our toss. Jeannie, you can move over a little bit if you want to give yourself some room. Go ahead, commence tossing. And again, I don't care what your racket arm's doing at this point. You guys look good. So you guys are pretty isolated and focused. The toss isn't spraying around too much. You're not moving your feet. That's a good sign. Pull that crane up if you can, guys. Kiera, pull it up. Be a little smoother. Like you're a model. Like really sell that follow through. Put that arm up there and really hold it up there like you're in a photo shoot. Really be pronounced. That's it. And if you start to feel a little fatigue, we're building a little muscle memory here and habit building. One of the biggest challenges to serving is just tossing the ball in the same spot up on that little imaginary platform every time. Are you really? You got a little vertigo, huh? Wow, interesting. All right, let's pause it. Now what I want you to do is take your dominant hand with your racket. I want you to hold it straight above your head as high as you can. And you'll notice, like Carson's, it's higher, okay? Maybe Kara's a little lower. Can I see yours up high? So now you have to kind of gauge how high you want to toss the ball. For this demonstration, just to give you a little extra time, I want you to toss the ball slightly higher than the apex of your reach with the racket, okay? So just slightly higher than your racket. Yeah. So you can pull your racket down now, but now I want you to start tossing again and imagining that you're about to hit the ball. So you can kind of gather yourself as if you're going to hit it using some racket technique with your dominant side, but don't hit it. That looks better, guys. So now you have this, that spatial awareness of how high you need to toss the ball. Maybe a little too much momentum in the bottom of that toss, Rita. It's got a little too much momentum. It may fly out of control if you go that fast. All right, now we're going to talk about hitting the ball. And just to start hitting, we're going to start in a modified position. So you're going to put the racket on the top of your the back of your shoulder and just rest it up there, okay? Now, from that position, continue tossing. I just want you to get used to tossing while your racket is kind of loaded and ready to go forward. But of course, you're not going to go forward yet. So you can see we're doing this in progressions. There's a lot of moving parts to the serve. And there's a lot of hinginess in the wrist and elbow, shoulder, hips will eventually be involved, which could be susceptible to influencing your serve positively or negatively, depending on the sequence of chains that we're going to teach you to do. But right now, super basic fundamental. You can see all the time we're spending on just tossing the ball. And there's a little bit of an art to this. If you could just get consistent with ball tossing, it's really going to help your serve consistency because you could trust your toss and now focus on other technical aspects of your serve. All right, guys, you ready to dive into the pool? At your own leisure, you can use your little service ritual to focus, dribble the ball a couple times, focus, toss the ball up in the air. If it feels good, trust your gut and just go for it. If it doesn't feel good, it's okay in tennis. You can drop, retoss, start your service ritual, and do it again. If you were to actually swing and miss while serving, that would count. But you can toss it as many times as you want to get the feeling of where you want the ball to be. All right, I'm going to be quiet and let you guys go at your own pace. Here we go. Very nice. We got 2 for 2. Oh, we're going to count. That was close. 3 for 3. Here we go, Kiera. No pressure. Very good job. All right, let's go to the other side. We'll pick up the balls and we'll talk about this.